That's a great question, Greg, and thank you for bringing that up. As you mentioned, we unveiled our Michael Williams deportation bus tour on Wednesday to highlight this one particular federal program, which is the 287G program. And what this program does, it allows sheriff deputies to act as ICE agents. So it's the federal government giving us the authority as sheriff's deputies to go out there. And once they identify somebody that has entered into our country illegally, committing yet another crime, we would then have the ability to deport them immediately. We would not have to wait for ICE or anybody else to come in. And we need a governor that's going to take a strong stance against some of these issues and not rely so much on the federal government, especially when we have the ability to do it here in the state. So absolutely, illegal immigration, it is harming our country and our state. In fact, by doing this tour, we've highlighted the fact that while Casey's talked about how he's been fighting sanctuary cities, we actually have sanctuary cities here in Georgia. We need a governor that's not going to allow that.
The next question, and I want to commend you on the skill and how prolific you've been with your television ads. They have been memorable, to say the least. We've seen you guys crawling around the mud, showing off the guns, riding around in the trucks. We talked about your deportation bus. Did that get out of the shop? Has that been fixed?
We had some people put water in the tank, but it's out there rolling.
Okay, so one could argue, if you saw your ads, that this is how far to the right can you get among the candidates. Gallup has reported for several years in Georgia, somewhere between 39 and 44% of Georgians describe themselves as moderates. So we're going to start with Mr. Cagle and work our way all the way down to Mr. Williams. And here's the question, sir. Is there a topic in which you would describe yourself as a moderate, or where you would be moderate in that view under the sort of traditional names?
Well, I think the one thing that you have witnessed as me, Lieutenant Governor, is the record in which I've run on. And it really has been focused on making Georgia the number one place to do business, where we've added almost 700,000 jobs within the state, along with 40,000 businesses that have been created, but also the venture capital presence that has quadrupled as a state. We are the best place in the nation to do business. And the reality is that I think those kind of conservative principles that are founded on the idea that more individuals need to be, the able-bodied individuals need to be working, not sitting at home getting a check. And I believe in a safety net, but the safety net does not need to become a hammock for people to rest in.